happening.
Four stones to go, four stones between Eve Muirhead and a bronze medal. Can she hold her nerve, Chris Mitchell?
Can we hold our nerves? That's the question. Mirjam Ott then for Switzerland with her penultimate rock. She looks so anxious as she releases that, staring down at it, willing it to go to the centre of the house. Is she putting down a guard here? She's not, is she? She's going for the button. Mike, what's she done?
No, what she's doing, she's got a little bit of cover, but it's only corner guard cover, and she's trying to hide one in behind the corner guard, so looking like she has a good line here. I mean, ultimately now she's just trying to make Eve face two stones with her last, saying if you hit and roll out, you're going to lose the game. If you miss your draw, you're going to lose. That really isn't a big attacking shot, and Eve's just going to draw one down on top of it. It's a good opportunity for Eve to get a feel for her draw weight. Pretty sure she's going to have to make a draw with her final stone.
Basically, what we're heading to here live on BBC Radio 5 Live is a shootout between the young Scot Eve Muirhead and the veteran Swiss Mirjam Ott, as Eve Muirhead skates back one-legged up to the back, up to the hack. She'll get her rock, the granite rock, the stone, and she'll push off these, it looks like the sort of the blocks that sprinters use at the Olympics. She pushes herself off those, glides down the ice. She's got to get the speed and she's got to get the direction right. And she releases the stone and she's going to try and get this stone inside the Swiss yellow stone. At the moment, the Swiss have one scoring stone. If we walked away from this now, Switzerland would win the bronze medal. Eve Muirhead went to play the shot, she stopped, and now she's having a discussion with her vice, Anna Sloan, about what to do, where to put it. Getting reassurance, I think, from her more than anything, Mike.
Yeah, there's a couple of options here. She could ignore the Swiss rock, which is behind the corner guard, and just draw right to the open house. She's now changed her mind, and she's going to try and follow the Swiss skip stone down to the back of the house, give herself that insurance of lying second shot.
So she's just going to try and nudge in front of the Swiss yellow stone. She gets ready. She's poised on the hack. She pushes off, glides elegantly like a swan on a river, and releases her rock. Going down the centre line at the moment. Her teammates sweeping, not too furiously in front. And Eve Muirhead standing up now, watching her stone glide down. The line looks quite good, about 5 metres for the stone to travel, but it's all about the weight. Has she got the weight right? I think that's fine. It's going to stop just in front of Mirjam Ott's stone, and she's inside the Swiss stone, and a ripple of applause from the British supporters in the ice cube. As it stands then, Great Britain now lie with one stone. Mirjam Ott has one more stone left. What can she do with that stone, Mike, to ruin the British dream of bronze?
Well, it comes down to the fact that she's going to try and freeze onto the British stone there. It is only just inside the 8-foot circle. So actually, no matter what she does here, Eve will have at least 5.5 feet to draw to open house to win the game. So I think the situation is looking quite good at the moment, no matter what Mirjam does here.
Well, the first thing Miriam's got to do is get inside Eve's stone. If she doesn't, it's game over pretty much here. Mirjam Ott then's got it, get it within that 8-foot white ring. The 4-foot, the 8-foot and the 12-foot. Red, white and blue. Will it be a bronze medal for the red, white and blue of Great Britain? Mirjam Ott releases her final stone of this fascinating contest, and she chases it down the sheet of ice, following it, willing it to the house, willing it to the button. The weight looks not that good at the moment. Has she given it enough? They're sweeping furiously in front of it. Will it get in front of Eve Muirhead's stone? It will, just in front. In fact, a very well weighted shot from Mirjam Ott, and just as we predicted, just a couple of minutes ago, this is a shootout, and there's one shot left, and it is in Eve Muirhead's gun.
Yep, it is. She just needs to compose herself. She's got plenty of time on the clock left. She needs to draw down fully inside the 8-foot circle to make this shot for a bronze medal. A lot of pressure on you. It doesn't matter how easy the shot looks, you have to make it.
Well, there she is. She looks so slender with her red Great Britain top on, black trousers. She pushes off the hack and glides down to the hog line. That's where she has to release the stone. She releases it. It's just off centre line at the moment. She'll look for that to curl back in. She looks anxiously at it. She stands up. Nobody in this ice cube knows whether she's given it the right weight yet. It looks good. It begins to slow up, though, and it's got about 10 metres to go, 5 metres to go now. Will she get the bronze medal, the slender Scott? Oh, she's slender, but it's mighty, mighty for Great Britain. And Great Britain win the bronze medal. And Eve Muirhead at last she smiles. And Mike Hay beside me claps. And now he releases his emotion. And this has become the best Olympics for Great Britain since 1924. A brilliant shot from Eve Muirhead. She said she wouldn't come away empty-handed. And she has delivered on her promise.
I think Mike can't speak, Dom, at the moment. He is too emotional. This is a man who won gold as a coach with Rona Martin and her team in Salt Lake in 2002 and has now, with us on 5 Live, watched Eve Muirhead bring home a bronze medal and, don't forget as well, Mike, a silver or a gold tomorrow for the men.
Oh, I'm delighted. Absolutely.